Work with us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What we get from our colleagues on the other side, unfortunately, with their budget, is a budget that seeks to deregulate the areas of deep concern that we have about Wall Street investment. They decimate the opportunities that people have to be retrained and work, and obliterate the prospect of jobs with the cutting that they make, not surgically, strategically, and effectively like the president has done, but just randomly and at the expense of the American worker.
That's Congressman John Larson of Connecticut, who doesn't think very much of what the Republicans have had to offer so far. As the budget cuts go on, the discussion of the budget, what the president has presented, what the loyal opposition has presented, the president defending his budget plan, we'll hear about that, and oh, so much more on the budget, which is one of the top three or four items on the docket this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we are to overview what's going on in the world of conversation on talk radio, talk television, the new media. I'm Doug Steffen. We go to Ohio, where host Brian Thomas talks to Tad DeHaven, who happens to be a budget analyst with the Cato Institute, about the president's proposed budget.
I, of course, didn't go through the 2,000 or so pages of budget because I didn't have that much time.
Yeah,
I didn't read War and Peace either, but, you know, that would be more interesting than the budget, though. Anyway, Tad, what I see here is, well, among other things, a lot of taxes, a lot of new programs like the choo-choo train that Barack Obama seems to be married to. We have no cuts, for example, to NPR and some of the other bloated programs. We have a deficit now that is on track for another record, $1.65 trillion, I believe. And one that really, a debt now that equals the total U.S. economy, $15 trillion. This is a wonderful state of affairs, isn't it, Tad?
Boy, it really sure is. And the president absolutely punted. You know, it's business as usual with this fella. And fortunately, it'll be dead on arrival. But this is a time where the country is in an unsustainable path when it comes to fiscal policy. And, boy, you go back to a couple years ago when all the hope and change and things are going to be different. And, you know, of course, a guy like me knew that, you know, that was a bunch of nonsense. But
I guess they're different in one way, Tad DeHaven of the Cato Institute. He doubled down on bad behavior that nobody should do. I mean, with the constant parallel that we draw here is, you know, if it doesn't work in your home, how can it possibly work for government? And it can't.
Right, right. You know, I blogged late yesterday on Cato's website, and I said, I called it a new era of big government. If you remember, Clinton said that, you know, this is going to be the end of big government. Well, then we got George Bush.
Right.
And a new era of big government began, and then President Obama comes in. Bush hands off the spending baton to Obama. Obama sprints off like Usain Bolt, and now he is, if you look at the numbers, and what I did is I look at spending as a percentage of the economy, as a percentage of GDP, we're looking at an entirely new high plateau, almost a quarter of the economy being sucked up by Washington going forward permanently. And that assumes, by the way, and this is one of the fundamental problems I had with the budget yesterday, it assumes a very rosy, optimistic outlook on economic growth.
4% plus? I mean, it's built on, I called it, Tad, a sphincter-inspired figure. They needed a figure that was big enough to make this thing sound plausible so they could send out, Lou out to the crowd and to sell this thing with a straight face, OMB Director Jack Lew. And there has no basis in reality. I mean, how in the hell do they know what the economy is going to grow at? It sure ain't been growing at 4+% over the last several years.
Man, listen to these two guys. I want to go out and commit Harry Carey. How about you? Oof. Tad DeHaven from the Cato Institute and host Brian Thomas. Everything is awful. Well, Obama spent way too much money. George Bush spent way too much money. Bill Clinton did say the era of big government was over. Be nice if we had somebody to sort of repeat or underscore that, right? All right, so that's from the right side. Let's go to the left. Tom Hartman, speaking to a caller on his program, who doesn't think the president has any intention of doing anything to create jobs.
Christine in Albany.
I'm going to write a letter to the president today in handwritten note, not an email, because I find watching him on TV talking about job creation, it's a buzzword for him. It's nothing more meaningful than just that. He doesn't seem sincere to me when he says about creating jobs in this country.
The problem that he has, Christine, and it's a very real problem, is the water that he's swimming in or the air that he's breathing. He is in political Washington, D.C. right now, and the Republicans control the House of Representatives.
I believe that
this budget that he has proposed with these cuts is not going to get passed, and the Republican alternative is not going to get passed. And what we're going to see is what's called a continuing resolution, which has happened historically many times in the past, and in fact happened last year, where basically this year's budget simply becomes next year's budget. And I think that that's going to happen for the next 2 years, frankly. But and he's going to end up looking like the only adult in the room. He's going to look like he said, you know, well, I'm willing to cut off a finger for you guys. And they want everything.
I agree. He's facing a lot of controversial, people who are just nothing but sharks and nothing more or even plankton as far as I'm concerned. But he needs to rise above that. He ran on a campaign promise that he would support the people in this country, and I don't see it. I don't see how job creation is going to begin until he either raises taxes or even creates some kind of incentives for companies to employ people and take and stop the globalization.
Christine, do you know that Nancy Pelosi passed with a significant majority, and some Republicans even voted for it in the House of Representatives, a law that would have removed the tax breaks that transnational corporations get when they move jobs overseas, and that would have given them a tax credit if they moved those jobs back to the United States, which would have dramatically decreased unemployment and increased the number of jobs in this country. It passed the House of Representatives, it went to the Senate, and it was unable to survive a filibuster. It was the Republicans. And now, since everything has to originate in the House, even that's not even going to be possible for another 2 years.
All right, so there's Tom Hartman. Democrats all good, Republicans all bad. That basically is the sense of what comes out of discussion there. And again, that's the partisanship, and that's what a lot of talk radio is about. You know that, and I know that. Issue-oriented news talk radio, the left and the right. We've got them both here, and your calls on the budget coming up after we listen to some more of these conversations about the cuts, about what the Republicans have proposed, et cetera, et cetera. 800-510-8255 at 14 after on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm willing to work with everybody on Capitol Hill to simplify the individual tax code for all Americans. All of these steps are going to be difficult. And that's why all of them will require Democrats, independents, and Republicans to work together. I recognize that there are going to be plenty of arguments in the months to come, and everybody's going to have to give a little bit. But when it comes to difficult choices about our budget and our priorities.
All right. So the president willing to work, he says. What do you think? Will he? 800-510-8255. Here on radio, John Caldera spoke with economist Brian Rydell about president's budget versus the budget that's going to come from the Republicans.
The president puts out his budget, but it's Congress that gets to choose.
Correct. The president's budget has no legal statutory power. I mean, it is just a proposal, and it's often dead on arrival. Congress can just completely ignore it and write their own budget from scratch. It doesn't even the president's budget does not even have to be introduced as a bill. It's just a vision document.
But usually someone of the president's party will introduce it as a bill.
Actually, they don't.
Really?
Nope. It's not even introduced as legislation.
Why do we spend our money doing that?
That's a good question. We kill a lot of trees. If you take a look at the budget being about 3,000 to 4,000 pages long, it's never even introduced. Sometimes when Congress writes their own budget, they'll introduce elements of it. But other than that, it just kills trees.
Tell me a little bit about this proposal, because I've been so pleased to hear that Obama took to heart the message of the Tea Party movement, and he has now become a real deficit hawk, even though he's now increased the budget deficit by, 40-some percent in just a couple of years. But now the big O gets it. He wants to cut government spending. I'm thrilled.
Sadly, I wish that were the case. This is the same old from the president. Massive spending increases that would bring us to record spending levels that we have not seen outside of World War II, trillions of dollars in tax hikes, and at the end of the day, we're going to double the national debt. That's the president's budget. It's as if last year's election didn't happen. It's as if the president just took the same ideas.
Why are we getting all this static, it seems, all this news that Obama's budget is making cuts? Is making some serious difference.
Because unfortunately, people are falling for the rhetoric. You know, the president comes out and says, you know, I've cut this program and I've cut that program. And first off, the programs that he talks about cutting are a rounding error of a rounding error. I mean, we're talking programs that consist of 1/100th of 1% of the budget.
Sounds like a shell game, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. More on the budget coming up next on the Talk Radio Review.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They all laugh when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Buddha.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And as is usually the case when it comes to this sort of thing, when we're talking about the president and the opposition party, the president sort of gets first dibs. That seems to be that's the prerogative of the president, and it seems to be the way protocol puts all this stuff together. But is it true that he who speaks last is the one that is listened to? 800-510-8255. We're talking about the president and his budget plan. Had a news conference, spoke about the Middle East a little bit, but he spent a lot of time defending this $3.73 trillion budget as well. Quote, you cut back what you can afford, focus on what you can't do without. That's what we've done with this year's budget. We can't do without $3.7 trillion in spending? Good God. He addressed critics who say his plan doesn't go far enough to curb the national debt. He said by the middle of the decade, annual spending will match annual revenues. I think it already does, doesn't it? Country won't be adding to the deficit. We're not going to be running up the credit card anymore, he said. President says he recognizes there are going to be arguments in the months to come. Let's have some bipartisanship. How about we print some money instead? That might be kind of cool, right? Here's radio host Nicole Sandler with a focus on the cuts the president has proposed.
We have the new budget, and what do we see? The president cutting assistance to low-income people for heat in the winter? I mean, seriously, you look at what this massive giveaway to the wealthiest among us who don't need it. And let me just tell you, on the budget, I'm no economist. I'm no mathematician. You know what? I'm a single working mother, you know, trying to make ends meet. And I can tell you, you want to fix the budget? You want to fix the deficit? You get rid of those Bush tax cuts for everyone. And you get out of these wars that we don't need to be in. Those two things, problem solved. Yet, they won't go there. And instead, they're trying to nickel and dime us to death and cut low-income heating assistance. I mean, seriously, we're not the ones who got our government into this mess. It was the government. It was the Wall Street, the banksters, and they're still getting their billion-dollar bonuses, and we're being, put out on the street and told, sorry, we can't give you help to heat your home if you still have a home. It is insane.
All right. So there's the left side. Left side, right side, radio, television, all in the focus here, and your calls. Starting with Bill now, who's in Vancouver, Washington, with thoughts on the president.
I don't think they cut enough, and I really don't believe they cut in the right places. It's simple economics, really. I mean, George Bush went ahead and cut taxes, and then we went on to war for 10 years. You know, if you go to war and you're spending that kind of money, you know, then you have to look at the military-industrial complex. When I was over there, I met a whole bunch of people that were from no big contract places, and they weren't talking about winning a war. They're just talking about how much money they're making. You know, that's the reality. You know, I have a mother. She's in her 60s. She's not in good health. She's worked hard all of her life. You know, she's barely got enough money to live. I send her money. And it'd be really nice if the money I sent her was tax deductible. I think it'd be really nice if people could get more than a cent and a half, you know, in their savings account. And I think our savings should be tax deductible. And I think if the government just started working on little things like that, things would get a lot better a lot quick.
All right. A lot better, a lot more quickly. The president proposes cuts to rein in spending, calling for strategic increases in areas like cancer research, food safety. Now, there isn't going to be any, the food safety bill isn't going to get passed. Well, it's passed, but it isn't going to get funded, and appropriately so. So what do you think ought to be cut, and what do you think ought to stay? 800-510-8255. Lots of calls on this coming up here on our talk radio review.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Adults spend up to 90% of their time indoors and inhale approximately 2,300 gallons of air a day. But extended exposure to pollutants in the air can cause eye, nose, and throat irritation, respiratory problems, headache, fatigue, and even allergy symptoms. However, homeowners do have the power to combat indoor air pollutants and improve their home's air quality. One common first line of defense is a home air filtration system. For example, the Carrier Infinity air purifier. It not only traps pollutants, but also uses a unique ionization process to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold, which standard air cleaners can't do. The whole home purifier, installed in line with the ductwork of a home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, repurifies the air as many as 8 times an hour, removing a majority of pathogens, allergens, and pet dander. In fact, the Infinity air purifier cleans more than 100 times more air than some of the popular portable units. For more information on improving your indoor air quality, visit www.resident.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Work with us.
Talk radio coast to coast.
The world, the country, our neighborhoods. Interesting how this stuff, Washington politics, all that stuff, pretty much rules the roost most of the time. The top three or four items that each week are on the talk radio review and our list of the hot stories and topics. But then there are things that become more local, but they have national significance. In this case, we certainly have national and regional and local concerns about how the budget is spent, how the dollars are appropriated, and who gets them. The defense of the budget and the focus on the budget is where we are here as we continue on the countdown at 800-510-8255. Your calls, Phoebe in Pennsylvania. Let's get started with your thoughts, please.
We have a lot of churches, mega churches, that don't pay any taxes on their real estate, and some of them own TV stations. And then there's like that mosque that they're building in Ground Zero. That's probably not paying any taxes. There's all kinds of religious organizations that are sitting on money. And the rumor used to be that the Catholic Church owned Yankee Stadium and Maiden Form Brasiers and a lot of stuff. They have a lot of investments. And so why shouldn't they pay some kind of tax to help us out in this time of need?
You know, it's an interesting thing, Phoebe, as we think about this. I remember as a kid, I remember the parking lot in my church got plowed out by the town. I thought, yeah, that's kind of weird, especially given the fact they don't do that anymore, but especially given the fact they don't pay any taxes. Well, 501c3s, they don't pay. There are different ways of them taking responsibility. But I always thought, because I had learned in civics in the seventh grade, there was supposed to be a connection between church and state, and yet the town is plowing out the church's parking lot. You could scratch your head on that one, right? Thank you. 800-510-8255 to South Carolina. We go now. Wade, you have something that needs to be said here.
I'm thinking more of the defense cutting, the foreign aid cutting, and most definitely getting these illegals out of the country. They're hurting the working people in this country the most right now. We can't even buy a job. You go out on these construction sites and they're full of them. You just can't get a job out here in the construction world. And I've been in it since 82, and for the past 4 years, I mean, it's just been a struggle day after day. Everything's leaning towards the illegals as far as construction goes, highway and building. It's just, we need to these people. It's all the way up in the country, not just down around the borders.
You know, it's very interesting how there's no dealing with this. People and their points of view. The president's like tone deaf again to these concerns, what we have with the illegals and how they come into our country, and they do take jobs, but we have companies that want to pay $5-6 an hour and they get away with it with the illegals when they ought to be paying a fair wage, $8 or $9. There are a lot of misleading facts, and maybe that's by definition, if it's misleading. I'll say misleading information, because if it's a misleading fact, then it isn't a fact. But we have a lot of people hiding the truth on both sides. These are critical financial times. Don't you have to have the truth? Don't you need the facts in order to provide yourself with some satisfaction that we are getting essential services? There are a lot of folks, again, whether it's nationally, say these discussions are becoming important on the local level, where your town meeting or your city council is taking up how to deal with the obvious. They don't have enough money to pay, and yet they don't want to stop buying new trucks, and they don't want to stop. They just, it's, hello, let's wake up to this right now. The fees, the taxpayer is paying all kinds of things that are over the top and unnecessary if we had good management. And the good management is up to you. You need to select better people at the polls. Joan in Tennessee, please. We're happy to have you on board the countdown.
The thing about it is this. I have two points that I think everybody in there is overlooking. I don't know if they're scared or what. First of all, on the illegals, they do not pay Social Security. They don't pay for their insurance. Us people, we pay for all of that stuff for them. That should not be allowed. And the second point is, us older people, I'm in my 80s, and us people that's paid into Social Security all of their life, we are the ones that's going to be hurt when they cut that, because who do they think kept this nation in that respect going, except the older people? I barely get by from month to month, and I'm not complaining about that. But I do think if people on the both sides would forget the color of their president's skin, we would have a much easier transition in everything that we try.
Interesting, Joan. Forget the color of the president's skin. You know as well as I do. There are people who do not like the president because of the color of his skin. They don't like his policies. You think that's because of the color of his skin or because of his party? 800-510-8255. Ike up next with the president and his sights.
I think where our problem stems from is, like in any household, when you carry debt, you do try to cut your spending, but one of the big things that you do is try to increase your income. And I think where our problem stems is from the inequity in the tax code that allows corporations and a lot of wealthy individuals to continue to get away without paying their tax. As far as President Obama's budget, as an independent, I didn't vote for somebody that was going to take a meat axe to the poor. And I can tell you that that is a very big issue. And I can also tell you that if you come after the poor heavy-handedly, like the Republicans are planning on doing, what you saw in Egypt can happen here. I would caution that you don't come after the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable in this society, because we can't stand the upheaval.
800-510-8255. Let's see how much more we can get in here time-wise. Joe in Missouri, please.
I'm glad the president is changing his mind a little bit after this election. I think he's getting the message. We can't keep spending. I'd like to see the Department of Education get severely cut. And forestry and a lot of these, I would call them not that important. But education, you know what? If the kids don't do the schoolwork, I don't care how much money you throw in the Department of Education. And it's up to the children, the students, to do their part with all the money we're giving them. And as far as the poor, I'm really getting tired of hearing about the poor, because in the 90s and even up to 2006, our economy was humming. And they didn't do much to improve themselves. They could have got a job in any field. Everybody was hiring. Generations of these people stay poor. they don't improve themselves when the time is right to improve.
Good time to be investing in the stock market. If you want to improve your cash flow, look at how things are going up. And it's sort of it's quiet or not, but people, you got a little extra money, even $10 a week or $100 a month or something like that. Find a stock and ride it. There are some wonderful things going on in the stock market right now if you're interested, not in getting rich, but in giving yourself a cushion. John in San Antonio, nice to have your calling.
Because I don't think half the people calling in understand anything about government and how the rich get rich. The rich don't get rich because of government. They get rich because of themselves and something. They put a product on the line that people buy. Government, on the other hand, does not create wealth. They only create debt. Every time you hire one of them suckers, somebody in the private sector's got to pay a debt. Think about what we do for government. They are very, very rich. As because of the private sector. They have a generous retirement pay. They have a generous health care pay. And because of the private sector, not because of government. Government is like old Egypt when they had the pharaohs and everybody else. And the serfs had to go out in the field and give 90% of what they earned to government. Just like we do in America here during slave trade, during the slave for slavery time. Those guys are out in the field giving all of their stuff to the slave owner. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. We've got the ruling class, government, taking all of the riches of America unto themselves. And then got you believing the problem we have is a rich man who got up off his rear end and went to work and earned what he got today. I want to be rich one day. And I don't sure don't want government telling me when I can be rich and how they're going to take me to become rich. At the result. Now, in these budgets they've got, if they're not cutting the cost, the labor cost of government, moving it down to the private sector area, then they're blowing smoke and lying to us all.
It's very interesting how we use this class warfare. Politicians use it. I will tell you that we need to all be looking into the retirement packages that public employees have. The best example, those of you who remember a month or two ago, there was a big story about Bell, California, and how much the people running the community, the manager and the police chief, making $750,000 a year in a town of 35,000. Look at the, not just there, but look at California's a pretty good example. A lot of people listening to this program in California know how the public sector retirement policies are part of the real problem here, and I bet if we looked at them around the country, we'd find the same sort of problems exist in your community, in your state. John in Bradenton, Florida. Go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown live. Hi.
Yes, sir. Tell Congress to stop voting to sell a raise and give the senior citizens back their cost of living raises.
Well, that may or may not happen. That's easy to say, not so easy to do. Yep, tell them you're an important voting block, sir. Get the information, email, send faxes, call the office of senators and congressmen, get all your friends to do it, make lots of noise. It does have an impact. Speaking of noise, who's the person you think ought to really run for president? I'll tell you who I think it is, and there's some talk about this fellow running for the presidency. That'll be up next here on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we've built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And I can tell you this. If I run and if I win, this country will be respected again. This country will be respected again. I can tell you this.
There he is, the Donald, who says he's, he says, I'm thinking about it. He's not thinking about it. He was at CPAC last weekend. He's running. Here's talk host Michelle McPhee with a caller on her program about the suggestion of his presidential aspirations.
What do you think? Do you think he can do it?
Well, I like the way Trump talks, and he's definitely a smart person. But I don't know if he's the politic that could run and win an election. Romney probably has a better chance of winning an election, but at least Trump, they could use his intelligence and have him on the cabinet.
Well, they should certainly have him on some sort of business cabinet, absolutely, but can he win? And Ray, what's going to happen if the GOP party doesn't pull it together and come up with a real candidate? I mean, look, is Sarah Palin gut and fish on...
Big trouble, yeah.
That's not going to fly. I mean, do you think Sarah Palin stands a chance now? She is so...
I like her,
overexposed.
Yeah, I like Sarah, but there's too many things that people are can bring up that, you know, I don't know. They think she's not smart enough or something.
I mean, I like her, too. If I were going to hang out, spend a night at Reno's in Eastie with a cool Republican woman, it would be Sarah Palin. Certainly, I think she's very bright. I think she, you know, is dismissed all too often as a dummy when she is anything but.
But
I don't want to see is her gutting fish and engaging in this reality show nonsense.
A lot of people don't like that. I mean, I'm a basic person. I enjoy watching that stuff because I've been there and done that. But if they could get a good politician to run and then put some of these smart people like Romney and Trump and Sarah, I mean, if Chris Christie can do it, great. I'll vote for him if you think he can do it.
Oh, I know he can do it. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to run. And thus far, he has been steadfastly saying, no way, Jose, my wife will kill me.
These knuckleheads that Obama's got in his cabinet, not even 10% of them have ever worked in the private sector. They don't know what they're doing. They're learning as they're going along.
All right, there's Michelle McPhee talking about the Donald. I think Donald Trump has as good a chance, if not more. It depends on the primaries and whether or not you understand your civics lesson, and that is you need to get out, get very active early, and vote in the primaries. And if you do, Trump, you just look around and see what people have for experience. Mitt Romney is he's bad news. 51 past the hour.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, with respect to the situation in the Middle East, obviously, there's still a lot of work to be done in Egypt itself, but what we've seen so far is positive. The military council that is in charge has reaffirmed its treaties with countries like Israel and international treaties. It has met with the opposition, and the opposition has felt that it is serious about moving towards fair and free elections. Egypt's going to require help in building democratic institutions and also in strengthening an economy that's taken a hit as a consequence of what happened.
The president, during a press conference talking about Egypt, as we go back to Egypt, one of the big things, one of the top five items and the material here that we probably ought to cover a little bit, because there's some new info in a conversation that Virginia talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels had with CBS correspondent Edward Uranian in Cairo.
What were the protests all about yesterday, I guess, regarding employment or jobs or tourism, or explain what's going on?
Well, we have a wave of labor unrest. Workers are paid rather badly by Western standards in Egypt, and they've taken the opportunity in the political turmoil, the wake of the political turmoil, to express their discontent. Unfortunately, one of the main issues in righting the ship of state has been righting the economy, and if workers go on strike, that's not going to help any.
So the army still being in charge there, I mean, I would imagine there's peace, but there's still unrest about that particular issue.
Well, the army has expressed its displeasure with the worker unrest. That being said, they've sort of contained the unrest to a certain degree. The political unrest, at least the demonstrations in the center of Cairo, have died down. They've asked, or at least a little bit of muscle, to get the remaining protesters out of the center of the city. Also, in other outlying regions, provinces, there have been many fewer demonstrations other than the worker strikes. Probably not very much this going on right now.
Now, the military council, they vowed to rewrite the Constitution in, 10 days, I guess. And from what I hear, they appointed the head of this constitutional panel yesterday.
Well, one of the main issues is amending the Constitution. I don't think they're going to really have a solid final Constitution that's ready for consumption in 10 days. I think what they're going to do is have a working Constitution that will ultimately be reworked once again and put to a referendum as they promised. That being said, I don't think that's the main issue in people's minds. Really, it's the economy right now.
Gotcha. So here in America, little different view of everything. And I think the Islamist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, officially made it or announced yesterday they were going to officially form a political party.
Well, they've always had a political party. It's just been banned, and it's not been allowed to have an office on the street. But that being said, they've always been there. The government has tolerated them. Now they're going to use their newly won freedoms to express themselves openly. Also, I've spoken to many Egyptians who don't like the Muslim Brotherhood, and they've told me just that it's just as well. Let them be out in the open and let them express their views. The danger, of course, is their main demand has always been Islam as the solution, not democracy as the solution. So if you have an Islamic regime, you won't be having free and fair elections.
CBS correspondent Edward Uranian in Cairo, where a foreign affairs correspondent named Laura Logan in a hospital recovering from an attack that took place. She was in the square when she, along with her team, surrounded by a mob of 200 people, she got separated, suffered what the network describes as a brutal and sustained sexual assault and beating, which hasn't gone over too well. Apparently, they were saved by the people in her party and her, saved by a group of women. That's pretty interesting reality, isn't it, huh? Quickly, let's listen to a quick conversation. I said quickly twice there. Bill McEwen talking about the difference between our relationship with Egypt and our relationship with Iran, where there's a lot of coming and going this week.
This is what happened this morning. Iranian lawmakers said of the country's protesters, the opposition leaders, that they should face trial and be put to death. This call came a day after clashes between opposition protesters and security forces left one person dead and dozens injured. Hundreds of thousands turned out for the opposition rally Monday in solidarity with Egypt's popular revolt.
Is there an opportunity here with the Iranians? That's what a lot of people are talking about this week, both in government and on the radio and on television. That's what's happening, and I think, like everything else, got to wait and see, but it does make for great conversation, and that's what this is all about. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the